Welcome back to Southeast Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Well, I just think I thought I saw a Bigfoot looking in the window.
No. No, it's George Hiotis. So anyways.
I'll leave it to those zany Bengal fans.
Yeah, you know how they are. So they believe in a lot of things that aren't true, aren't they? Oh, my goodness.
That reminds me of that in Doc Hollywood. It says, the one girl says, well, I think that's a star over there. No, that's just Ted Danson.
That's funny. It's probably that time that we've got some This Day in History or Tip of the Week. What do you want to hit them with first, Don?
Let's do this date in history.
Okay, sounds good.
In 1520, Magellan reaches the Pacific. 1777, John Adams replaces Silas Deane. In 1862, the Battle of Cane Hill in Arkansas took place. 1895, Duryea motor wagon wins first car race in U.S.
Now, his name was motor wagon?
No, that's the name of the vehicle, the Duryea motor wagon.
Duryea motor wagon, okay.
Yeah, but in 1914, New York Stock Exchange resumes bond trading. In 1925, the Grand Ole Opry begins broadcasting. Howdy!
Mm-hmm.
1943, FDR attends the Tehran Conference. In 1964, LBJ advised to bomb North Vietnam. In 1964, also, the Sanger Laws hit number one. You remember this, Chuck?
What year was it?
1964?
Year before I was here.
Oh, okay. Leader of the pack.
Leader of the pack.
Vroom, vroom.
Yep.
In 1965, Philippines agrees to send troops to South Vietnam. In 1979, a plane crashes over Antarctica. And in 1994, Jeffrey Dahmer is murdered in prison. Most befitting thing for him.
Those serial killer guys. Crazy. Crazy.
So, yeah, that's...
And I'll have next week's, because you're going to be in the woods of Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am.
Deer hunting.
Hopefully.
And how'd you do over there last year?
I didn't go last year.
You didn't go last year.
The year before, I didn't have a doe tag.
Right.
And I saw 13, 14 does.
Okay.
This year, I've got a doe tag, so I can shoot, an antlerless tag.
Antlerless tag.
They're kind of strange over there about shooting bucks in the area that I'm hunting. You have to have the year I was at, 2 years ago, had to be 3 points on one side. It had to be at least a 6 point, 3 points on one side.
Right.
This year it's 4 points.
So they're, interesting.
Yeah. That makes it very rough.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, maybe you'll come home with some meat from the doe.
Yeah, yeah.
And tip of the week.
Actually, this would be more of a tip of the week for next week, but anyhow, I'll give it to you this week.
Okay.
After deer gun season is over, you must take care of your equipment to ensure that it will be in good shape for next year. Wash and dry anything that will be stored for the year. Guns should be cleaned, checked out for any damage, and a light coat of oil put on the metal parts. Knives should be cleaned and stored in their sheath. Store any ammunition that was not used in the original manufacturer's box, if at all possible. Storing the shells in the boxes makes for quick identification for next season. Last, thank the landowner for allowing you the privilege of hunting on his property.
That's a good one. That's a good one. As we're in gun week here, I just want to remind everyone to stay careful out there and be lawful. Do the right things, and it'll not present a situation where other hunters will... Because in today's society, if you associate or know or even talk about somebody, all of a sudden you become that person, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
So if somebody's out there doing the wrong thing, this Turn In A Poacher thing is a good program. And the reason I'm the last guy that would want to turn in somebody. I'm Italian, short, fat, and Italian. So that's just kind of against my code, if you know what I mean. But my point is, you can give everybody a bad name when it's only one bad apple in the bunch.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is anybody that's poaching is actually stealing your chance of getting game.
Right. Correct. Correct. My recipe this week is easy canned venison. Take your get your mason jars out. I know canning season was over a month or so ago, but get your mason jars out and can some of that venison. Some people call it cold pack. I like putting a clove of garlic and a little piece of onion in the ones that I've had. But great way to come home and crack open that jar and skillet it up and season it a little bit and have, I don't know, your version of Sloppy Joe's or taco meat or whatever you want to have, but a quick, easy meal and always good, always good.
Do you do that with apples?
I have not done it with apples because we just don't ever seem to get to the point where we have, I mean, this year we have some left, but most years we just don't have any left.
I remember back in the day, canning thing, mm-hmm. Mom and Dad used to can vegetables like constantly. You know, green beans, dill pickles, hot peppers. Dad would make hot pepper relish.
Right.
I don't know how he'd do it, but he'd eat that stuff for breakfast.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was hot.
I remember all the stuff Grandma and Grandpa did. Corn. Grandma and Grandpa did corn like it was crazy. And they put it in. That's when the plastic bag thing first came out.
Mm.
You know, and then they would had this little thing and you hand pumped it, sucked the air out of the bag, and then you stamped it with a hot thing, and that was your sealed bag for corn. But when you do 200 ears of it,
yeah,
you're a tuckered little boy at the end of the night, if you know what I mean. So, but you always enjoy
it. More fun eating it.
That's right. Well, Don, we wish you luck next week on your hunt.
Thank you.
Invite folks to, if they missed the show in its entirety, to tune in Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on AM 1240. And yep. Don, you got to say hi to somebody?
Hi, Aunt Sally.
And Cooper, if you're listening, Pap loves you. So join us next week here on Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.